The ringing of the bell is significant in the fire service. It's meaning the end of the shift. It's remembering the our lost firefighters.
That's Tim Bunis, the fire department's chief, and one of the many in his family who have served in Wrangell. The department was founded in 1903. The team responded to over 1,800 fire and ambulance calls in the past 5 years. It runs out to fires, search and rescues, emergency medical evacuations, and all sorts of situations. This is all while acting as a volunteer unit, having other jobs and obligations. Shauna Bunis told the crowd what it is like to go on a date with the firefighter.
And his radio went off, so away he goes out the door and leaving me standing there alone. It didn't even occur to me that he had just left me in the middle of our date. I was so busy watching him go, thinking to myself, oh my God, he is so hot.
And what it's like to be married to one.
In a perfect world, I would stand up here and tell you story after story of Jordan running to the rescue while I sat at home filled with pride that my husband never missed a chance to help someone in need. But rather, I can tell you about the many nights I lie awake waiting for Jordan to return. I can tell you about the time I sat glued to the radio, hanging on to every word while search and rescue was out helping a boat in distress, and just being so angry. Why was my husband out in the same weather that someone else had to be rescued from?
The volunteer department also participates in local and regional community events. A group of local firefighters will participate in the Scott Firefighter Stair Climb in Seattle next month. The event raises money for cancer and leukemia research. And the department puts in 700 hours of work into the annual Independence Day fireworks show, which is held on the 3rd of July. The department's administrator, Dee Dee Spray, also fosters leadership through the high school EMT and junior firefighter program.
We've had a number of members go through who have gone on to become nurses and firemen, paramedics. I know Tim Bunis's daughter is getting ready to graduate in May with her nursing degree certificate. Yes, yes. We've got Terry's son, Ian, who's a paramedic and firefighter up in Anchorage.
The chamber named Assistant Chief Terry Bunis as Citizen of the Year for his 47 years of service and honored the other roughly 30 members of the department. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.